Hello and welcome along once again to another Blue Toon podcast, your weekly unofficial podcast dedicated to all things Peterhead FC. I'm Colin Byers and with me as always is Martin Smith. Welcome, Martin.
Thank you.
Now, before we start gloating too much about the big win against Clyde, how was your week?
Yeah, it's been good so far. Nice to be back again with another episode. Slightly later than usual this week, but nonetheless, good to be back.
Yeah, a day later than normal, so we apologise for that. Circumstances out with our control got the better of us, but we're here, ready to go again. So, now, love a win, but also love a win against Clyde. What a win and what a performance.
Yeah, I think Jim described it as the flawless. And if your manager's got to describe your first half performance as flawless, you've certainly done something right in the game.
The best he's seen in 8 years, which says
that's some accolade, isn't it?
It says a lot to go down there, to play the way that they did was quite incredible.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago we looked at the games coming up with Wraith and with Clyde, and we were slightly. Yeah, well, we weren't looking forward to it, shall we say. We did think it...
apprehensive.
Yes.
It would be the world, yeah.
I think that's a word I'm looking for. So to get a win against Wraith and back up with a really good performance and a good win at Clyde is even better.
The one change that he made was McAllister came in for Lyle. A bit of tactical genius there, because McAllister got his first league goals of the season. But that comes down to what we said last week about Jim wanting to manage Lyle and McAllister.
Yeah.
So one obviously is going to start 1 week, another is going to start the following week. If this continues, long may the season continue, because Lyle will be due 2 goals next week.
Yeah, Derek played really well against Wraith. Probably find himself hard done by to be dropped. But as you said, McAllister's come in. Got his first goal, and then within minutes he's got his second. You waited just for one and two come along at once. It was the case for Rory. Good goal as well, by all accounts. He's his first one. So yeah, glad for Rory. He's on the goal scoring charts.
But it's not just obviously his goals, but he works hard for the team. So it's good for things like that to actually pay off in the end.
Just to touch on it, he's probably disappointed as well. He didn't start against Wraith. He's on the bench, so it maybe gave him the little kick up the backside to, obviously you said his contribution's not in question anyway, but just to get on the goal scoring sheet as well, so he'll be pleased.
He's probably obviously disappointed as well. He didn't actually complete his hat trick because he got taken off before could complete his hat trick. But again, it's down to the manager managing the two of them, I guess. But yeah, the performance overall, it was the best 45 minutes that Jim had seen Peterhead play. The question obviously then being, if we're going to be too negative, why did they carry on in the second half? Obviously we understand that Danny Lennon's gone in at half time and probably read him the riot act.
Yeah.
And I think as well, they changed their tactics slightly as well. Simon Ferry was getting far too much of the ball. First half, he was dictating the play, so they changed their tactics slightly, put a man on him. So obviously that affected Peterhead's play slightly.
Yeah.
So how do then Peterhead in games going forward try and play 90 minutes instead of just 45?
Yeah, I'd sign it for Jim to look into going forward. I think Danny Lennon, he also said it was the best he'd seen Peterhead play. But on the flip side, he also said it was probably Clyde's worst 45 minutes of the season as well. So, combination of Peterhead playing really well and Clyde playing bad.
He would say it was Clyde's worst, but I would suggest
take
that
him
he was
assault.
Yes, just because his team got pumped. That's how it was.
But obviously, he's as you said, he's read them the riot act. They've come out all guns blazing in the second half, and they've gotten a goal back. Made it slightly twitchy towards the end, but. I think if Peterhead keep up the performances that they had in the first half, then, you know, the next couple of games we should be looking for good results in as well.
They only had two or three shots in the whole game, so I don't know how he can suggest that it was their worst 45. I would probably suggest it was their worst performance overall in 90 minutes.
Yeah, their form's a wee bit patchy of late.
Patchy. But Pierre had had 15 shots on goal, 6 on target. So it was obviously the combination play, particularly between McAllister and Leach, seemed to be the difference. And we'd said before, when Leach had got injured, he was going to be a big miss. And then when he comes back, we might see things change slightly. Obviously, when he got injured, there was a 2 or 3 out as well. But all of a sudden, as we mentioned before, everybody's back with a full bench. The results are coming.
Yeah, I think when Jack got injured, the early prognosis was he was going to be out for about 6 to 8 weeks. He came back slightly earlier, which was brilliant from our point of view, as you've touched upon there. We did say that once we got our players back, that we're not a bad team. There's a lot of good players in the squad, and once they all came back fully fit, that they would, the results would come. Performances haven't been bad. We've just been on the wrong end of some really good goals, some decisions here and there haven't gone our way. So players have come back, and we're now reaping the rewards of that just now with the results.
I guess as well that what we're looking for long term is these kind of results, these kind of performances. The guys that have been out and are coming back, as I've said, with a full bench. Clyde only had 4 players on the bench. So if you've got, if you're sitting, let's say, like Aidan Smith sitting on the bench or Ben Armour sitting on the bench, they're not going to get into the team. But that maybe is a good sign, because Jim's obviously going to stick to the guys that he knows, he trusts, and they're going to get these results. They're going to dig out results as well.
Yeah, for me, it's healthy competition.
Yeah.
You've got players there that I'm sure Ben and Aidan, they want to be playing regular first team football. I like Aidan Smith, and he played well against Airdrie, I say it every week, and then ever since then, Jim has decided not to play him for whatever reason. But I'm sure that he'll realise once he gets a chance of playing again, he's got to grab it with both hands. If it's through a suspension or an injury, he's got to take that opportunity. And I think for the players on the bench, healthy competition for them.
Healthy competition is indeed the thing. Obviously, and again, it's a long season. We're only into in November, so it's a long way to go yet. Suspensions, etc., etc., they're going to come into it. But the pleasing thing about, apart from obviously pumping Clyde, I'm going to keep mentioning it because when we beat Clyde, I don't know why, I just think it's one of the fixtures you look out for, and I like to see him getting beat, particularly down there. I really enjoyed it. Anyway, that's just me. But the best thing about the game was McAllister getting his goals. But just the general teamwork, things that weren't there, say a month or so ago, the combination play as well, everything just seemed to work right.
Yeah, it seems to be clicking together now. I think, as we've just said, it's a combination of players coming back, a bit of confidence from the Wraith game as well. Probably not many people out with Peterhead thought that we could get a result against Wraith. We've done it, we've backed up with Clyde, and then confidence is growing, it's a bit of momentum, and it's something that we can really build on, hopefully.
Another thing as well, when Clyde got their goal, we were kind of going, here we go again. It was Dumbarton in our heads again. Yeah. So the pleasing thing about that was that, okay, then we've conceded a somewhat fortuitous goal on their part, but we've still been able to maintain our discipline and not concede again, because it'd been quite easy maybe a month or so ago to capitulate and concede that second, and then even then go on and maybe concede a third.
I think a month ago we might have actually drawn that game, although we're 2-0 up and then conceded. I think a month ago, yeah, we might not have come away with the 3 points, but shows a good bit of character for the guys as well, because it might have been going through their head, but at the same time they've been solid, and I don't think Clyde had a shot after they got the goal either on target. So yeah, credit to the guys throughout the team, and I think that's, you know, Simon Ferry as well. We've said last week how he just screens that back four. He's always shouting, showing leadership qualities, and that probably helped us get a result against Clyde as well.
But there's a partnership starting to form as well between Hooper and Brown, which is history would dictate, no matter which team or which country you're playing for, if you've got a solid back line, that will always help. And with the experience of Boyle and Stevenson either side of them, it's a good combination.
Yeah, it's an experienced partnership, and I'm sure that'll blossom as the season goes on. Obviously, Hooper coming back from injury as well, so it's good to see that there is a bit of chemistry developing between the back four.
And you and I kind of spoke last season, and I'll put my hands up, I was quite critical at times of Jason and Brown, but I think this season, even maybe start of the season, but this season he seems to have improved in all aspects of his game. He seems to become a better player, maybe because he's playing on a higher level, or maybe because he's got better players round about him. I don't know what it is, but he just seems to become a better player this season than he was last season.
Yeah, I think he is one of the players since we have gotten promoted that he has maybe struggled to adapt in the first couple of games, but I think as a team we did. But now that we seem to be more settled in the league, there is players that are, they know the standard that they've got to be at to get a result, and I think there's quite a lot of them now reaching that level or aiming towards it.
I think as well he played quite a bit at the start of the season at right back,
yeah,
which was slightly different from what he was last season, so he's now seemingly back into his
it's more of a natural position for him.
Yeah, he seems to play better there. So I mean, I'm all for putting my hand up and saying, look, I was wrong. He's improved, so that's great. Everybody else should be improving as well, and long may that continue as well. But last week, we were going to mention it, but it wasn't really confirmed. But last week, Peter, he did complete the signing of, and I hope I get this right, Daniel Ivanov, 18-year-old winger from Bulgaria. He's signed after FIFA clearance. Should be going out on loan until January, and then he'll be back in January, hopefully to join up with the first team. He joins the rest of the summer signings this year that have all been of an age that we're maybe looking at long term rather than a short term fix.
Yeah, I would think that's the route that Jim's going down. Young players coming in, the potential to go on to better things and bigger things.
It's a slightly different from what you would say he'd be used to be signing, because he'd normally be
experience
would be the polite way to put it. Yeah, whereas everybody else that's come in, Hooper, Armour, Smith, Wilson, are all a young age.
I think it gives us a nice blend. You've got the young players learning off these experienced guys, and I'm sure that'll help them.
So hopefully he does go out on loan. Highland League, I think, was the preferred option. Gets a few games there as well, and then comes back. Now, if he does come back in January, Ross Willicks will also be coming back, and Liam McDonald should also be coming back as well on loan from their loan spells.
Need a bigger coach for their weight games.
So yes, all of a sudden there's going to be scope for maybe, I wouldn't say people going out again, but when these young guys come back in, and Ross Willicks, by all accounts, is playing particularly well at Fraserburgh. So when these guys come in, they should be worthy of a chance.
I think depending on how Jim wants to go, maybe having them out on loan for the second half of the season might not be a bad idea. If they kind of only got to get a game, unless it's through injuries or suspensions, I don't think you can hold a player back on that basis of something might happen. If he's getting first team fit by Fraserburgh or any of the other younger guys who are going to be almost guaranteed first team games, it's maybe worth putting him out on loan to get that 6 months of development under their belt, and then coming back in the summer with a new fresh idea.
It's possibly one of those kind of things where, right, we'll put him out on loan until January, bring him back, have them here for the period of January, and then if things aren't developing at the end of January again,
put him back
on loan again. But it certainly makes for a deepening squad. A squad that's maybe just made up just because of numbers, but it's a squad that's going to be full of quality as well.
Yeah, it's also players, if they came in you would trust them to do a job. Like you said, it's not just numbers that's there. They are also players of good quality. That's the only reason Jim brings in players.
And Ross has already played for the first team as well, so it wouldn't be too much of a departure for him to be playing there as well. So so that's one for the future there anyway. So for the next four games really, I wouldn't say they're pivotal games in the season, but they're certainly going to give us an idea of where we're at and how we've improved in the last month or so. Because next we've got Montrose at home in the league, and then we're away to Raith in the Scottish Cup, away to Forfar in the league, and at home to Stranraer in the league. These are key fixtures because Forfar and Stranraer are obviously the teams below us. Montrose were round about us, but they've sort of taken off a little bit in the last few weeks. So it'll be a key idea to how we've improved over the last few weeks.
I think if you're going forward, Montrose, they've won their last five games. That's something that we can maybe look at and see. Montrose are a poor start to the season. They beat us in September, and then they've won their next five games, including wins against Clyde and East Fife. So hopefully, if we can get a result against Montrose, we can go on that little bit of a run. I know, as you said, we've got Raith in the Cup there as well. That's not going to be an easy game. But we have beaten them once. Granted, it's at Balmoor, different down there. But, you know, you've got to go into that game. If you've got confidence, I think we can go on a good bit of a run.
The next game is going to be a big game because, obviously, as you said, Montrose are going on this fantastic run.
Anyone seen this run coming 5 weeks ago?
No. In fact, I don't think we saw this run for Peterhead coming either, particularly against the two teams that we've beaten in the last two games as well. So it'll be an entertaining game, I would think.
Yes.
Because you remember the game down there. It was almost the proverbial basketball game. It was back and forth, back and forth. Again, the one thing that we might have in our favour is the weather again.
Is this you claiming another prediction on the weather?
Mr. Michael Fish and myself. I'd expect a good open game with plenty of chances. It's just about taking those chances again.
Yes, I think that obviously the confidence will be through the team, so hopefully if they do get the chances. McAllister's now off and running as well, so hopefully that'll be the start of him getting on the goal hunt as well.
With the other games in mind, and we'll obviously touch on the Scottish Cup game next week in a bit more detail, would it be an absolute disaster if we lost that game? Or are we looking at it as a potential of, okay, we could go down there and win and then get a big tie in the next round because the fourth round draw, the big boys, if you like, come in into it next?
Oh, that is an interesting question.
It's an interesting question.
that is a ponder one.
That you weren't expecting.
Yeah, that's a curveball. Would it be a disaster if we lost? I would say no. And the reason I say that is because, obviously, survival in the league would be paramount importance, in my opinion. So I would rather lose the game in the Cup and get a minimum of 7 points out of our next three league games, in my opinion.
Minimum seven?
Yes.
If the Scottish Cup game was at home and you lost, you'd be disappointed, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But obviously, Raith are a different kettle of fish doing that.
They
are a very good team. Bigger pitch. Yeah.
So, yeah, Montrose, we're looking at, you're saying, about 7 points out of the next three games. I think minimum is seven, is to be correct. If we can get, although having said that, I mean, I'm playing devil's advocate here. If we lost to Montrose and then lost in the Cup, but beat Forfar and Stranraer, knowing that we then pull away from them, is that a...
It's not the worst situation.
Yeah, it's not the worst scenario.
Because we've got to remember that Montrose are on a winning streak of five.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to be a case where we turn up and we beat them.
Yeah.
We're going to have to work hard at it, which I'm sure we will.
Mm-hmm.
But if you lost to Montrose and lost to Wraith but won the next two, yeah, it's not the worst case scenario. But like you said, if we start pulling away from them, it gives us a little bit of a gap between the relegation playoff and bottom of the table. Yeah, I'd probably take that.
Obviously, the main guys we need to watch out for in Montrose, Graham Webster and Blair Lyons. Webster seems like a goal against this. If we can curtail that threat, I think we'll curtail their game.
Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
So with that being said, then he's stuck with the back four in recent games. Does he stick with that? Does he change, maybe put an extra defender in?
No. To me, don't change. You've beaten Clyde, you've beaten Wraith, just stick with that formation. Obviously, there was a couple of weeks where he changed it every game or so and changed the personnel as well. I think we've now found the formation that we're players seem comfortable in as well.
Mm-hmm.
I would suggest leave it at that. Obviously, you might tinker about one or two players, but yeah, leave the formation as it is.
The only changes that he might be forced to is McAllister and Lyle who starts. McAllister would obviously be saying, well, start me because I scored two goals last week, but are you going to get another 60 minutes of him straight away? If you start him, are you only going to get a half? That's the questions that he's going to have to answer, I guess, on Friday, probably when he decides his team then. But other than that, though, I can't see any other changes or why he would
don't want to change it. Team.
No, you don't want to change it. So there we go. I think the next one will be the most tricky out of the four. We've got Wraith away in the cup, but as we said, that's you've said before, it's almost a free hit.
Yeah.
If you like, if you go through, you go through. I know maybe,
it's been a disaster to go out, but ideally we win the three league games and we beat Wraith in the cup.
Because we went up a league, we actually started in this round rather than the round before, so you're actually one round away from the big boys coming in. So to get Wraith away was a bit of a kick in the teeth, but I guess in the higher ups would prefer us to go through, I would suggest.
Mind you, Wraith maybe don't have a fancy playing us either, having been beaten by us. They come under a fair bit of criticism, so you know, a potential banana skin for their point of view.
They certainly wouldn't like a replay.
No,
when I wins the night,
that'd be the last thing they would want.
No, aye, we certainly wouldn't want that. We'll concentrate a bit more on Montrose. Open game. We're going to say open game, high scoring game. It's probably going to end up 0-0.
Yeah,
that's 0-0. I'll win it. I'd be in their form, even though it's at home. You might take a draw.
I'm going to stick my neck out and think we're going to win.
You're going to stick your neck out?
Yeah. Okay. But I'm going to say 3-2. I think there will be goals. I've probably just jinxed it as well. I generally can't see how the game will be 0-0 because Peterhead create chances. Montrose, obviously, from what we're doing here, it's like a basketball game, as you said. Chances end to end. 3-2 Peterhead.
3-2 Peterhead. That is certainly sticking your neck out. I'm going to be slightly more, I'm going to say pessimistic, maybe a bit more realist. and take a draw.
Or sitting on the fence.
I'm sitting on the fence. Yeah, we'll go with that. We'll sit on the fence and go with a draw. I'm not going to say if it's a high scoring draw or what, but I think we'll go with a draw. But other than that, I would suggest it'll be a bonus. And then going into the rest of the games.
It'd be good to see a good crowd there as well. Montrose take up a decent travelling.
Yeah. Again, they're not far being the road, but with the bypass, of course, when I take long to get up the road. Get as many Montrose fans up as possible. I don't know.
get yourself in for a pint.
Get yourself in for a pint. A cheap pint, aye. So that's our prediction. Cheap pints and a 3-2 win for Peterhead. There we go. Lovely jubbly. Right.
Not a bad Saturday.
That's not a bad Saturday, exactly. Right, I think that'll do for us before we start digging ourselves into any bigger holes. Thanks again for listening. Apologise again for being a day's delay. But we'll be back next Tuesday as normal. if things all go well. And we'll see you all again next week. Cheers. Bye.